Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. A grim scene in Morocco as officials continue to comb through the aftermath of a deadly 6.8 magnitude earthquake. More than 2,000 people are now confirmed dead, and that number is expected to go up. ABC's Ibtissam Genfoud is on the ground in Marrakesh.
The King of Morocco announced 3 days of national mourning after a massive earthquake on Friday night. Dozens of families brought covers and duvets to sleep outside, laying under porches or on the pavement as they fear returning to their homes, some of which were damaged in the quake. The death toll and number of injured are still expected to rise as rescue efforts continue.
Hurricane Lee is still churning out over the Atlantic. It's a Category 3 storm now, expected to bring dangerous rip currents to the East Coast this week. And Coco Gauff has won the U.S. Open. The 19-year-old is the first American teenager to win the tennis championship since Serena Williams in 1999. With the title comes $3 million in prize money. This is ABC News. The NYPD is investigating a deadly officer-involved shooting in the Bronx. Police say a woman ran into a police precinct Saturday afternoon and told officers a threatening man was inside the store she worked at. Assistant Chief Benjamin Gurley tells us what happened when police arrived.
That male, advancing down on the officer, produced a kitchen knife and began to lunge at the officer. That officer then removed his firearm, attempted to retreat backwards, and he fired his firearm one time, striking the male in the torso.
The man was pronounced dead at a local hospital about an hour after the shooting. Actors Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis have issued an apology after the married couple was criticized for writing letters of support for Danny Masterson, their former That 70s Show co-star. Masterson was sentenced to 30 years in prison this past week after being found guilty of 2 counts of rape. Kutcher says they did not intend to undermine the testimony of the victims. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Happy Saturday evening, everybody. Welcome to Mag Sync Radio on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin until midnight. Mag Sync Radio sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find your trusted realtor right now at movetomadison.com. And by Ignite Glass and Gifts, 3 locations in Madison. Shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. Let's kick this Saturday night off with some sad lesbian music. It's Cat in a Hurricane on Mag Sync Civic Media. We are local music.
After you're gone. After you're gone.
As Cat and Hurricane, your Artist of the Year for the Madison Area Music Association, Max Inc. on Civic Media. Before that, we heard Resonate. Cat and Hurricane, they are blowing up, everybody. How you doing? I'm Jimmy Kay. I'm here with Rocker and Terry Barr.
Hello.
What's happening,
hello,
Jimmy?
Hello.
Doing the original local music until midnight tonight. We got a busy night tonight, too. Mm-hmm. You know who else is busy is Cat and Hurricane. They got their next show coming up is September 15th. They're going to be live on King Street for the Majestic Live on King Street concert series.
Wow.
That's going to be pretty cool. They're also playing on the 26th. They're at the Burr Oak here in Madison. That's going to be a big show with Old Oaks. And then on September 22nd, for those of you listening in Green Bay, they'll be in Green Bay.
Oh, Green Bay, go see them.
At the new Pride Alive kickoff show.
Oh, wow.
So, Rocker, tons of stuff happening in tonight's show. Tell us what's coming up real quick.
Jimmy, we're going to be checking in with Riff Raff Fest up in Wausau. That's going on at the Pollock Inn, and we'll be hopefully talking to Eric from Cold Black River and Brittany Merlot from WXCO up there in Wausau. Raquel Ailman, we'll be talking to her. She'll be calling in from Appleton, where she's playing a show. And give the drummer some, Trevor Banks. He's making a documentary, and he's going to kind of tell us about some of their latest efforts.
That is going to be awesome. I can't wait to catch up with Trevor Banks about that again. Then coming up at 9 o'clock and for the full hour, our featured artist in The Devil's Lair is Luke McGovern. And I'm so curious to learn more about his inspiration for music because he often says he's inspired by animals and plants.
You know,
nice.
He's biking in. So we don't even have to worry about parking. Like, parking was such a snafu last week, but he's going to be biking in. So.
That's perfect.
Looking forward
guitar on his back.
Oh, that is how a musician does it. Wow.
Looking forward to meet Luke, for sure. Maxine Kevy's at 10 o'clock tonight. We have interviews with Abaddon's End. Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock. Also an interview with Sabotage. I spoke with Nick from Sabotage.
Nice.
Great band, and it's a great story. Really cool interview. You don't want to miss that. Maxine Kevy at 10 o'clock. So I got a funny story. I got here a little early to Civic Media.
That is funny, Jimmy.
Yeah. You know, I got here. I had some work to do on
sure.
the music files and, assemble the playlist for the night. And I went outside real quick to, to do what I do, And I forgot my card key.
Oh, boy.
I locked myself out of the studio.
Oh.
And I was literally like, I don't know what I'm going to do,
So I think I would panic a little bit.
So then I'm hanging out. I'm doing my show prep and. And all of a sudden, the phone rings, and I look, and the ID says Paul's Club.
I'm like,
Paul's Club?
Oh, my God.
Who's calling me from Paul's Club? All of a sudden, it's Jimmy. He's like, hey, Rocker. I'm like, what's going on, Jimmy? Eating dinner?
I'm sitting under the tree in Paul's Club. Oh, man.
I do want to say thank you very much to Taylor down at Paul's Club, because she helped me out. She let me use the bar phone. She let me use her phone to search for your phone number because I don't know your phone number by heart.
Was in here, bet you. Jimmy K, you poor thing.
I just had bad influences in my pocket and frustration on my face.
Well, at least they were good neighbors. They're like, two doors down from where our studios are?
Yeah.
Very good. I'm so glad you found them.
After I got in, we had a shot of Jameson and everything worked out.
Oh,
so
good.
Thank you, Taylor. Let's get into the music.
Man.
We're going to check in with Chief Meteorologist Brittany Merlot shortly from Riff Raff Fest up in Wausau. Right now, Dennis Shepard, he was in on the show last week. You can get the podcast right now at maxincradio.com.
Nothing at all.
welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
And I said, hey, why are you thinking this way? I said, hey, you know we'll find another way. And I said, hey, why are you thinking this way? And I said, hey, you know we'll find another way, another way.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. That is Mice and Bones out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Mm. The song is called Another Way.
That is nice.
Brand new. Mice and, of course, from 20 Reasons Taken back in the day, which is a great band back in the early 2000s through the teens.
Good song. His stuff is available, I think available up on Bandcamp, streaming, of course, on all the streaming channels. Before that, Dennis Shepherd, there's a podcast of his visit to Max Inc. Radio last week up on the podcast page at maxincradio.com.
He was fun, wasn't he?
He was great.
Oh my gosh. The stories, especially falling off a roof. Oh my gosh. And breaking an arm. And as any kind of musician, I can't imagine what that must have been like to go through the healing process and never being sure if you'd be able to play guitar again.
And but, here he is releasing new music.
Ooh,
and
he's so good.
He's
yeah.
so good.
I watched him with Steely Dane just play. I had no idea. I'm like,
wow.
You went through all that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, he showed us his
scars. Played
flawlessly
with Steely Dane. So I was like, hey.
Jeez.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you want to join us, tell us what you're doing on this Saturday evening. If I was in Wausau, Wisconsin, I tell you what I would be doing. I'd be going to Riff Raff Fest at the Pollock Inn. And Civic Media's very own chief meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, is
Woo!
Live at the Pollock Inn right now. Brittany, good Woo! Evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Brittany!
Good evening, you guys. I wish you were here with me right now. My goodness, it is so much fun right here at Riff Raff Fest. We're at the Pollock Inn, 1206 North 3rd Street in Wausau. If you have no plans tonight, get out here. Please do. This is presented by Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media, and WXCO Bull Falls Radio right here in Wausau. That's where I'm at. We've got five bands starting at 7 o'clock tonight. And let me tell you what, this year's Riff Raff Fest features your favorite heavy metal bands from the region and beyond. We even got some from Michigan. I'm telling you, a sandwich between local news. We have Passion Aggression, Karma Bloody Karma, Grave Next Door, and of course, their friends Clean. They're bringing their unique brand off of Michigan Heavy. And of course, finally celebrating their 10th year, Rocking Your Balls Off, we have Cold Black River's triumphant return will be as monstrous as ever. And I've got someone very special here with me right now, Eric Cobb from Cold Black River out of Madison. You guys know him. How's it going?
Excellent. I hope everybody's having a good evening.
Yeah. So tell me, you've been here before. What is the history of Riff Raff Fest, and what does this venue mean to you?
So with Riff Raff Fest, it's essentially a name that I had pulled out of the ether when we decided to bring together 5 to 7 good, solid, heavy bands from the region, from the Midwest, and put together a show. I originally wanted to call this Frank Fest after Frank, who runs the Pollock here, but he's too shy. He wouldn't allow me to do that. So I resurrected Riff Raff Fest just for this show.
Oh, that's fantastic. So you guys have been around a long time. You've gone to many local places. Tell me, what was that like and what is it like now?
You know, Wisconsin is a fantastic state to cut your teeth as a new band or as a band that is just starting off. There are tons of really great venues all across the state. We've been to venues that are as small as 70 people and venues that are as much as 3,000 people in Wisconsin. And they're all absolutely wonderful. Once you've met the people in these small towns and in these areas, they bring you in and they basically treat you like family. It's wonderful.
That's good old Wisconsin, isn't it?
Absolutely, 100%.
Well, we're so glad you're here. So what band are you most excited to see tonight, besides yourself, of course?
You know, I love Grave Next Door, but I also love up-and-coming bands. I want to hear what's out there, what people are playing. So I'm super thrilled to hear Karma Bloody Karma and Passion Aggression.
Awesome. I'm excited for that, too. So what is Cold Black River working on these days?
We have two songs that we're going to debut this evening here at the club that we're very excited about. We're also taking the next couple of months to continue to write new stuff. It's a little bit different because we have a newish guitar player. He brings a different sound to the band, and we're extremely thrilled about that. So we've been concentrating on that for quite a while.
Can you describe the new unique sound?
What we had before, I consider to be heavy, but accessible. You know, we book ourselves as the rock band at the metal shows and the metal band at the rock shows. That's kind of our tagline. The stuff we're playing now and writing now leans heavier in the metal spectrum, and the storytelling in it is a little more fantastical.
Ooh, I like the way you described that one. bad, awesome. All right, so where can fans connect with you?
You can definitely go to coldblackriver.com. That has all of our social media and all of our music and all of our artwork and all of our photographs. Go there for sure. And of course, Facebook and any of the other social media. If you type in Cold Black River on Google, we're the first thing that comes up.
Oh, I like it. So where can we get your swag?
You can go to our Threadless store and get pretty much anything you want, including shoes, believe it or not, which is really awesome. But you can also meet us at these shows and get unique tour merch that you won't be able to get anywhere else.
Where are you going after this, if they can't make it tonight?
If they can't make it tonight, well, we are playing once again in Madison. We're going to be playing at Red Rooster on November the 11th at Scorpio Fest, and that one is going to be a monster.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
All right, you guys, we're at Riff Raff Fest. That's again in Pollack Inn. We're at 1206 North 3rd Street in Wausau. We have 5 bands starting at 7 o'clock. We have Passion Aggression, Karma Bloody Karma, Grave Next Door, Clean, and of course, Cold Black River. So we are going to be speaking with guys from these Michigan bands, Clean and Grave Next Door. We also have Frank from the Pollack Inn. He's going to join us a little bit later. But come on out here, get up to Wausau. It is a great time. We've got free shirts. We've got stickers. You can meet the bands, all of that jazz. So I'm going to give this back to you, Jimmy, but we're having a great time down here.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Civic Media, WXCO 98.9 FM, and Max Inc. Radio presents Riff Raff Fest, Saturday, September 9th at the Pollack Inn in Wausau, featuring Karma Bloody Karma, Cold Black River, Clean, Grave Next Door, and Passion Aggression. Wausau, that's rock, and support local music at Riff Raff Fest, Saturday, September 9th at the Pollack Inn, presented by WXCO 98.9 FM and Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio Rock? Jimmy K is awesome in Japanese.
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great too. Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
There's nothing else like it. The Willie Street Fair, September 16th and 17th on the Near East Side of Madison. 5 live music stages, check. Dozens of food and hundreds of arts and crafts vendors. Yup, family activities and the one-of-a-kind iconic Willie Street Fair Parade at 11 a.m. on Sunday. Oh, yeah. And sound off at the Civic Media Truth Booth, too. It all benefits the Wilmar Neighborhood Center and Commonwealth Development. The Willie Street Fair, September 16th and 17th, celebrating 46 years of fun on Madison's Near East Side.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We're going to check in again with Riff Raff Fest up in Wausau, Wisconsin. If you're looking for a good show up in the Northwoods right now, or at least in, you know, almost Northwoods, Wausau is where you want to go. The Pollack Inn. We'll check with Brittany Merlot in a couple of minutes. Right now, it's brand new music from Herd of Bison on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We'll be right back.
surrounded by a lot of carbon dioxide when I go outside. You mask your face but expose your pride. I look at the news, somebody else just died. You look at the numbers and wonder how many people lied. Look at the time, I can see that you just cried. It's too much for everybody to stay inside. Now you gotta go somewhere even after being denied. New rules that people never abide by. It's like I'm in a crazy movie in sci-fi. You gotta get tested before I give you the Wi-Fi. Your temperature peaking, I have to give you a side eye. Aside from people that favorably sanitize, giving me 6 feet and won't overanalyze. The world never ceases to scandalize. And maybe that's a part of how I become so surrounded.
Surrounded.
Grounded.
Grounded.
Founded.
Dumbfounded.
Astounded.
Astounded.
Discounted.
Discounted.
By the government.
By the government.
So they try to propose a new covenant. I'm still a well-rounded individual, man. Thanks for the stimulus residual, man. Still essential without working for the man. All I need is a nap and a map and a plan. When everybody is shopping, it gets crowded when people are marching and shouting. Still got a lot to do, even when the world is stopping. Anyone could be sick and there's something I never doubted. It's weird because everybody's here, but it's like nobody's there when everybody's aware of the tear. Stay 6 feet if you care for me, that sound fair.
Though I still feel so surrounded.
Surrounded.
COVID-19, I'm trying to avoid. 2020, the whole year was destroyed. Especially thinking that Kobe Bryant and George Floyd and so many more. Every day people die, you can say goodbye. It happens in the blink of an eye. Many could be prevented if you gave it a try. To care about others as you do for yourself to get by is
empty.
Like a bottle without a drink, no
entry.
Don't even try to think, it's
plenty.
But time to have a dumb or two.
Risky.
Invite a family in time, I bet you
miss me.
I clear my mind, it was really
misty.
Trying to worry on if I make it to 50. Wash your body, some people are so
filthy.
That's why I don't stay surrounded. Cause I need my space. So undeniable when I plead my case. Super transparent with the truth. Even if I got a mask on, you can still see my face. I won't be passive and intervene the scene without fear. I just hope the time's passing. We all get the green to reconvene this year. So we can't all be surrounded.
Civic Media. It's brand new herd of bison. It's called Surrender. Terry, you brought those guys into studio a couple weeks ago. I love that song.
I do too.
It kind of makes you go, woo.
I know. Ben Lacuda, of course.
And his 39-piece drum set.
Isn't that incredible?
39 piece.
Yeah. And he showed videos, he showed photos, and you can probably hear it in the songs too, like the one we just heard. But Ben is kind of the driving force. He is in school in Boston And that's how he met this new band. He's still doing Distant Cousins, or The Cuz, as they're called now, but they're all doing separate projects.
They're all
too.
In school. They're all growing up. They're all in college, growing up right in front of our faces. Remember when they were just kids?
I do, and I remember asking them then when they were graduating from high school, and I said, please, can you keep it together? Because you guys are so good. And I don't know how many albums later, I think they've put out like 5 albums by now. So very cool.
It's definitely a conversation for later, Terry and Rocker, but think about how many musicians we know that have grown up in front of us. You know?
Oh, it's incredible. You know? We're so lucky. Lucky, aren't we?
We are, and we're old too.
Stop it.
I am. Sorry, Terry. I didn't mean to.
Yeah, don't say we. Who's we?
Rocker and I are old.
Don't include me in this, Jimmy. Yeah.
Did you see him backing away like, I don't even want to be part of this conversation?
I'm
thrown under the bus.
I'm pushing the eject button right now. You know who's going to save me is Chief Meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Sure.
She's up in Wausau right now at Riff Raff Fest. Please save me, Brittany.
Oh.
I got you. I'll save you.
You don't have to be nice to him. That's okay.
All right. That's fine. You're okay. In for it, sure. Oh, my goodness. But yeah, Riff Raff Fest, you guys. Everybody get up here to Wausau right now. We're at the Pollock Inn at 1206 North 3rd Street in Wausau. Once again, not that far of a drive. Make it up here. It's well worth it. This Riff Raff Fest is presented by MaxSync Radio, Civic Media News, and of course, my station, WXCO Bull Falls Radio right here in Wausau. We've got 5 bands here tonight. The lineup, Karma Bloody Karma, Cold Black River, Grave Next Door, Clean, and Passion Aggression. Now, I've got 2 from Michigan standing with me right now. I have Jordan Conrad, who's the drummer from Clean, and I have Tony Salerno, who is a singer-guitarist at Grave Next Door. How is your night going so far, you guys?
It's going great. I'm just excited to be out of Michigan and finally get to see what the Wisconsin music scene has to offer.
Good old Wisco, right? Yeah. How was your trip here?
Oh, it was long. I am working on right now, like, 2 hours of sleep, and I got to power through until about 2 a.m, and it's going to be fun.
You got this. We're going to rock it out here. Oh, yeah. So, all right, Tony, how's your tour going so far?
Oh, this little 2-string show thing we're doing right now is actually really good. This is our 2nd time at the Pollock Inn, and I'm, like, excited to be back because it sounds great. You know, everyone here is cool, so it's going great. It's funny, though. I got to drive 8 hours to go, like, 3 hours across the lake. You know, I can't swim, so the drive is a little aggravating, but other than that, it's worth it.
I'm disappointed to hear you can't swim across Lake Michigan.
I can, but I don't know, like, I can't bring my gear and stuff, you know, and the ferry's way too expensive, so I'm stuck driving.
Well, I'm glad you guys are here. So again, Jordan, have you ever toured with Grave Next Door?
No, this is our first time. They brought us along for this 2-show little tour, and things are going great. This is like they've been like brothers to us, so they've like brought us along with us, and we're probably going to be going on tour with them next year too, so we're just happy to have some family here.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. So what is something that we should know about your band?
Well, we're working on a new album, our first album actually, and we're going to have that out later on this year. After these shows, we're just getting back in the studio and just hammering out the last few tracks.
What's it like being a drummer? That is the coolest thing ever.
it's great because I get to sit all night, but it sucks because I have the most pieces to bring in. So it's hard on my back loading in, but it's just great. I've been drumming for 20 years. It's one of my favorite things to do.
So does your band have any big news, anything coming out, new music?
Well, like I said, we're working on on our first album, and that should probably be out probably by the end of the year. Going to be called Excursion, and we're already over halfway done with it, so we just got a little bit more work we got to do.
Oh, that's fantastic. So how can fans connect with you? Where can we get your swag?
The best way is 2 ways. Go to cleanband.com, and that's cleanband.com. That's got all of our links to everything, and if you just want to listen to us, just go straight to Spotify. Just search Clean, CLEEN, and everything will show up.
Perfect. We're going to do that. So, Tony, we're coming back to you. Sure. Why did you bring this band with you?
We're bringing Clean along because, I mean, I think they're set killer, you know, and they obviously want this, you know, and they're, like, asking us all this stuff, and they seem to be doing everything right, you know, so it's really good to be connecting with people that are actually willing to put in the 1,000% effort you have to do in this music business. And so we see them doing that. So we're going to be nice and show them the ropes, and they become our brothers.
I love this. So what should we know about your band? Anything new coming up?
Oh my God, where do I start? Okay. Yeah. So, right now, we're getting ready to go. Hold on. Let me get my brain straight here. All right. October 31st, we will be setting foot in Atlanta, Georgia, in a Black Dumba Blue Ogre Noise Lab to do our album. We're going to be doing the whole week. We're going to be touring on the way to Atlanta, Georgia. So then when we go in there, we're going to be like fresh and ready to do this new album that we got coming up. And we're real excited to have Tommy Stewart, you know, Black Dumba Records, be doing this for us. And we got a bunch of shows that are springing up. I mean, we just got so much going on right now. Everything from reconstructing a jam room, you know, to pretty much being finished on an album. You know, we just been writing a lot. So we just started hitting the shows again because, you know, previously we've been taking a hiatus trying to write.
Yeah. Well, we're glad you're back. So how can we connect with you, and where can we get your swag at?
Oh, we are, if you want our swag, you can go to bandcamp.com/gravenextdoor, or you can get it from the Black Dumba website. And if you want to follow us, we're on every major social media platform, Facebook, Spotify, TikTok, Twitter, anything we're on. Go ahead and Google us. You'll see us on everything.
That's perfect.
Yep.
What's your new song? Can we sing that?
A new song? No, I can't do it.
You can't do it. That's why you got to get up here right now.
The one me and you were writing earlier. All right, you got to start it off, though.
I don't know. You start it.
La, la, la.
Go. La, la, la. I don't know it. I messed it up. I so messed it up, you guys. All right, get out here. Come sing with us. We're having a good old time. We're going to be back in just a few minutes. But again, this is Riff Raff Fest in Wausau. Send it back to you.
All right. Thank you, Brittany Merlot. We'll be back with you in just a couple of minutes.
I want to be there with Brittany.
I want to go to Wausau right
now.
Wow. Oh, cool. Yes. Let's do some Geology Club now. This is brand new music from Rock Consin on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Fill out that
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
A one, a two, a Milwaukee. I said a four, a five. I don't wanna be alive. Yeah, the girls dress like boys here in the city. Yeah, the nightlife is dead here in this town. There ain't much left for me here. I don't wanna stay, but I don't wanna go. But you leave me no choice. Oh no, no, no. You make me wanna leave. Milwaukee! The girls are rude. The boys are crude. Your car, and I can't spend another night in the bar. Your car will get stolen in Milwaukee. How many times can you go bowling in Milwaukee? I don't wanna stay, but I don't wanna go. Choice. Oh no, 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 no.
Alternative Radio, that is Milwaukee Blues, brand new music from Alternative Radio out of Milwaukee. See how that worked out, Terry?
You are doing a great job getting this new music. We've had a couple of Milwaukee. We're live in Wausau. I mean, this is the way it should be, right?
It's local radio. Mm-hmm. You know, the old slogan for Max Inc. Radio used to be a radio for the people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The current slogan for Civic Media is Hometown Radio Refreshed. Mm-hmm. I think we're hitting all the targets there.
I think you are nailing it, buddy. Yeah.
Okay, coming up next hour here on Max Inc. Radio, we got Raquel Ailman. She's going to join us. They're actually, she's playing a show tonight with the Periodicals in Appleton, but she's taking a minute to give us a call, see what's happening with Raquel. Also, Trevor Banks, we're going to give the drummer some tonight.
Yeah, we
Clyde Stubblefield documentary is happening. We'll have all the details about that. But first, we got to go back up to Wausau for, unfortunately, the final time tonight.
No.
And Chief Meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Brittany, I'm going to put you on the spot. What's the forecast for Superior, Wisconsin?
She's going to know this.
In 2 weeks, because I'm going camping up there.
In 2 weeks, Jimmy K?
No, actually in 10 days, in a week.
Okay, all right, she's got this.
Superior is my crew. My gosh, I love them. I mean, the probably highs in the 60s, low 70s, brisk wind off that Lake Superior, but it's a good time regardless.
Yeah, you're going campy, Jimmy K. It's going to be a good time no matter what.
It's going great.
Uh-huh. Good job, Brittany.
Riff Raff Fest is at the Pollock Inn tonight. Brittany, you've taken the honor tonight to be our live broadcast person on location. We cannot tell you thank you enough. What's happening up there right now?
You know what? It's a blast right now. We got the band members just skateboarding down the street right now. Everybody's unloading. We got people hanging out in the bar. I mean, drinks are being poured. It's a great, great time. If you're not on the road right now to Wausau, I don't know what you're doing. Riff Raff Fest is going on, presented by Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media, and of course, my station, WXCO Bull Falls Radio. We're in Wausau at the Pollock Inn, 1206 North 3rd Street. We've got five bands starting in about 5 minutes, you guys. So get up here. I have Frank right now from Pollack Inn. Now, this Pollack Inn is awesome, let me tell you that. It's got so much charm here. It is old school. It's been around forever. What is the history of this place, Frank?
Oh, well, it's it was built in the 1890s. We've been doing live music here for about 20 years or so. And around 12, 13 years ago, we did a remodel where we reconfigured the bar. We built a music room in the back with a stage and a PA, and we've been kicking as much ass as we can ever since.
It looks like it. It is very, very awesome in here. So we love that you host this local live music here in Wausau. What other shows do you have coming up?
Well, we've got a pretty full schedule up through the middle of October. The 23rd of September, we've got actually a couple of Madison area bands up here again, Seisma and Grinch, and then Dead Loss out of Stevens Point. On September 29th, we have The Last Sip of Beer, Beaker, Circle of Lilith, and X Undead.
Wow. You have like bands every Friday, Saturday, and sometimes even during the week as well, right?
Yeah, most stuff is Friday, Saturday, but if there is a band out on tour looking for like an oddball night, we'll do whatever we can to accommodate them. In fact, in October, we have a Sunday night show on the 15th with a band out of Kansas City called Nature Boys.
Nice. So what's on the menu here? Because you've got food, too, not just drink.
Well, right now, we're doing fish fries on Friday nights.
Yeah.
And we also have our made in-house frozen pizzas that we sell. And we're hoping to get a more regular schedule with the kitchen going in the fall season now, too.
Okay, great. So you'll have a chef and everything back there making up something real good?
Yeah, most nights we're hoping so.
Cool. How late is food served here?
The fish fry service goes from 5 to 8 on Friday nights. And the pizzas we serve until pretty much right up until bar close, as long as you order it in time.
Perfect. Do you have any drink specials?
Usually we don't during band nights. We do have a few weekly specials. Thursday night, we have $2 tall cans. That is our big one for the week. We also have a couple of theme nights. Wednesday night, we have a vinyl night where people come down and bring records and drink, and we talk about our love of records.
That sounds pretty chill. I like that.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for hosting Riff Raff Fest. Is there anything else you wanted to add, or can you describe the ambiance of your bar?
I don't know. I'm just ready to have a fun night and listen to some really awesome music. So everybody should get down to the PI and rock with us.
All right. There you have it. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
So again, here we are, Riff Raff Fest in Wausau. We're at the Pollack Inn, 1206 North 3rd Street. We've got 5 bands starting in about 4 minutes, you guys. So I've got to get it back in there pretty soon. But it's been a blast. This building is filled with history. And I'm telling you, these band members, they just have so many memories. The locals here, they just really embrace them. So they're all pretty excited to be back.
Oh, that's so great.
I love the small town Wisconsin bars.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been to the Pollack Inn, but I could totally,
I think we need a road trip.
I could totally visualize
yes.
the bar in my head by just knowing, you know, what small town bars are like.
I looked at photos of it. It's super cool. It's really cool. And Brittany, you just set the stage so wonderfully. So have a fun time. Don't forget to send us photos so I can share them with everyone.
Hey, Brittany, what's going on? What's going on at WXCO up in Wausau these days? What kind of special events or big news coming out of the Bull Falls Radio?
Oh, gosh, put me on the spot here. I mean, we've got Chad Holmes, of course, always doing his sports broadcast. Local sports going on. He's the best. So fantastic. Play-by-play is coming out of there. I mean, I'm just doing the local news every day. And, of course, that weather forecast for you statewide. But we're pretty busy. I mean, leaves are turning colors here slowly, too.
Boo.
Can you believe it?
Boo.
I'm excited.
That's just me.
I'm excited for my trip up north. Like I said, I'm going camping with Mrs. K next week up in just south of Superior.
Oh, you'll see some colors up there, I bet.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
Brittany, thank you so much.
Thanks, Brittany.
Appreciate you.
Woo-hoo. Good job, girl.
Chief Meteorologist Brittany Merlot for Civic Media. Wow, that's awesome. Great job.
Was really fun.
You still have time to get up to Riff Raff Fest right now. They're at the Pollock Inn. I think it's right downtown, Wausau.
It's right on one of the main drags there. Yes, and it's so cool, easy to get to, great to park, the whole deal.
Yeah, I love Wausau for one reason, because of the Wisconsin River flows right through it.
Yes,
love
it
the
does.
River.
Yep.
And it does. It's just kind of a cool place. So Riff Raff Fest, Pollock Inn, get yourself there if you're looking for some good rock and roll tonight. Up in the Wausau area. Mm-hmm. Max Inc. Radio, we're going to be coming back. We got a double dip of Kelsey Miles to kick off the 7 o'clock hour. Plus, we got guests coming in soon. We're going to talk with Raquel Aleman and Trevor Banks next hour. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is...
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Oh my gosh, it's more fun than a big block of Colby or Cheddar. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
ABC News.